This is a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. You got it.
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to. First, this is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporters with Tony Maz. Brought to you by Jordan's Furniture, Bing Y World Class Market, Brennan Smoke Shop, Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC and Electric, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Advanced Auto Parts, U.S. Marker Board, Boston Volkswagen, Gravely Zero Turn Lawnmower, Foxwoods Resort Casino, Jackson Lumber, and Mass General Cancer Center. On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
High pop up into right. That may do it. Out goes VR. Mullins coming in. And a collision there with Mancini. They make the catch, however, and that does it.
Why do I feel like the Red Sox threw this game away today? Seriously, like, why do I feel that way? Because Hector Velasquez was the starting pitcher. Christian Vasquez was at second base. Felt like a throwaway, didn't it, Murray?
Yeah.
This season has felt like a throwaway.
So that's a good point, Jimmy Stewart. 617-779-0985 is your number here in the Baseball Reporters. We'll tell you now, baseball fans, Jimmy, we can open up the phones right away. Baseball fans, you're going to have very limited windows this week. So let me explain to you. Tonight, the Bruins are playing, so we're done at 6:30. Wednesday, the Celtics are playing, and the Bruins are playing, so we're done at 6:30. And there's a chance that on Friday, Game 5 of the Bruins, depending on the starting time, will be at 7 o'clock, which means we might be done at 6:30.
Or there might be no Bruins pregame because we're at the Garden.
Okay. Correct. That's a possibility, too.
No baseball reporters,
I should say. There's a chance there'll be no baseball reporters on Friday at all. Thank you, Jimmy Stewart. So 617-779-0985, if you want to get to your baseball team, now's the time to do it. Let me read to you from, I want to get to something Mookie Betts said today, by the way. Murray, you know what, if you could find that comment for me, I had it a second ago and I naturally turned off my phone. So Mookie Betts said something today that I think is interesting and that actually I was happy to see. But first, is it Chad Jennings? Is that his name? The kid who works for the Athletic? I think it's Chad Jennings. Yeah, Chad. Used to work for the Herald. Okay? He wrote today on The Athletic. The Red Sox have no answers right now. Okay? That's what he writes. Quote, "It will get better," manager Alex Cora said. "There's no timetable. Obviously, the sooner the better. Trust me. I'm not saying let's wait a month and fix this. But we're working on it on a daily basis, you know? It's just right now, the results are not out there on the field. Okay, there's no timetable." Does that make you feel better or worse, Murray?
Worse.
Okay, like I hear that and I say,
It sounds like they're waving the white flag.
No timetable? We're just going to putz along here and see how the hole is when we decide to actually start playing for any length of time? And let me tell you, on this homestand, the end result was 3-3 against Toronto and Baltimore. So if you were hoping that the Red Sox were going to come out of it on this homestand, here's the answer. They did not. They still haven't come out of it. And you want to hear some of the things in this Jennings story? These are worth... I started reading this just at the end of the Felger and Mass show, so I haven't had a chance to go through and highlight everything I want to highlight. But Orioles starter Dan Strelick, who pitched for Baltimore, entered today's game with a 19.29 ERA. The Red Sox scored one run. One run. Chris Davis, Orioles first baseman, hadn't homered in 35 games before today. He hit one. That comes 2 days after Davis got his first hits of the season, going 3-for-5 on Saturday. Prior to that, he had been 0 for his last 54, a major league record. Okay, the Red Sox lost for the 11th time in 17 games, their worst record at this point since 2011. Then how about some of this stuff? Chad Jennings, right. Their strike throwers aren't throwing strikes. Before Monday's game, spot starter Hector Velasquez had not walked a batter in his past 12 outings, covering 18 and a third innings. He walked 4 against the Orioles. Which brings me, by the way, to Rick Porcello. Do you know that Rick Porcello right now, among the 82 pitchers in baseball who qualify for the ERA title, you know where Rick Porcello ranks in ERA?
81.
He doesn't. He doesn't have enough innings to qualify because he can't stay in the game long enough. Oof. But if he did, you know where he would rank? Last. Last. Okay? And Porcello has allowed 22 hits. He has walked 9.5 batters per nine innings, tied for third most walks in all of baseball. And again, remember, third most walks in all of baseball for Porcello, and he doesn't have enough innings to qualify for the ERA title. He has more walks than innings pitched. His whip would also place him dead last if he qualified, but he doesn't have enough innings because he can't stay in a game long enough to accumulate the innings to qualify for the ERA title. Tell me that is not an alarming trend. I want to get to some of these other numbers and Mookie Betts' comments. First, we'll get to your calls. Again, 617-779-0985. Are you worried about your baseball team yet? Are you worried about your baseball team yet, Brendan?
Absolutely am, Tony. I think you hit it on the head with this team. They threw away this game. The team is a joke, and I know that the pitching is a huge concern. Here's my biggest problem as of right now, frustrated in the car. Hector Velasquez played second base, and for the love of God, he's almost as good as the other ones we have.
Christian Vasquez, you mean?
Christian Vasquez, sorry. Why can't we get rid of Brock Holt, Nunez, and Bobby Bonilla, Dustin Pedroia into the pasture, move someone like Devers to second, and bring up one of the kids who play third in Pawtucket?
Okay, so Brendan, I'm not doing anything as radical as you are. You tell me you want to inject the team with a little bit of life, whether that is Chavis, Dahlbeck, whoever else, fine. I still don't think that that's the problem. I think the bigger issue, and let's focus on Porcello for a minute, okay? Rick Porcello a year ago was a guy who had never won a World Series championship, had 2 years left in his contract, and still had something to prove. Now he has a World Series ring, and he doesn't have a contract. And the Red Sox have given out contracts to Xander Bogaerts and Chris Sale. So how do you explain a guy like Rick Porcello, who is one of the best strike throwers in baseball? Now, Porcello, for the majority of his career, has been more of a two-seam guy, a sinker baller, than a strikeout guy, although he's incorporated a four-seam fastball more into his repertoire as his career has gone on. Okay, so he's become a little bit more of a strikeout guy. But for a guy who walks or has walked over the course of his career, basically two batters for every nine innings, two walks for every nine innings, how do you explain it all of a sudden going to 9.5? How do you explain that? Could it be the simple fact that Rick Porcello is bummed out because he didn't get a contract extension and really doesn't have anything else to play for because he's won a championship and he's making $20 million a year? And so he's kind of going through the motions a little bit. Maybe he's putting too much pressure on himself. Who the hell knows? I doubt it's the last thing, though. I think he's either pissed off that he doesn't have a contract or he's not as focused and motivated as he was a year ago. How else do you explain a guy not being able to throw strikes all of a sudden when he's thrown them his whole career? To me, that's a focus thing.
Yeah, he's just slapping it out there.
That's a focus thing. So he's either preoccupied with the fact that he doesn't have a contract, or he's not focusing because he's not motivated to win a championship, which is the only thing he hadn't accomplished last year. It's got to be one of those. It's got to be a focus thing. If he's physically hurt, he should be on the DL. Edwin's in a car. Go ahead.
Okay, so when are we going to start talking about the catching and calling games? Because I feel like having Sandy Leon in the minors isn't helping. And last year, I feel like he was the reason why a lot of these veteran starters were...
Hey, Edwin, who caught yesterday? Who caught yesterday?
Sandy. Oh, no, who caught yesterday?
See, the point is you don't even remember. You know why? Because David Price pitched the game.
Well, yeah, true, but what happened in the first 15 games?
So it's the catcher's fault?
No, it's not the catcher's fault. It's not, but I feel like a lot of these games, like, they're not throwing strikes anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame the catchers. I blame the pitchers. Their heads aren't in it. And they were brought along too slowly in spring training, but that part's obvious at this stage. This just doesn't feel like a team to me that wants to get out of it. That's the part that's starting to irritate me. Do they even want to get out of it? That should bug the crap out of you. And, oh, by the way, they're going to New York and Tampa this week. I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe a good opponent will actually get them to focus. It's not just the pitchers, though. Mr. MVP, he's not playing well either. We'll tell you what he said when we come back. I was actually encouraged by this. But first, time for the Rodenheiser Heat Zone. Who's Hot? Brought to you by our friends at Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC, and Electric. Right now in the Red Sox, not much to pick from. David Price, certainly. I want to give you a hitter, though, too. Xander Bogaerts in the series with the Orioles. 6-for-15 with a homer and 5 RBI. We'll be back with Mookie Betts and his comment, because you're going to want to hear it. I think it's relevant and actually gives me cause for hope. We'll tell you what that was next.
The show the Red Sox Nation turns to first. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay, before we get back to the Red Sox, we do have a bit of breaking news, and it's exactly what you want to hear.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ahead of tonight's Game 3 between the Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs, NHL Department of Player Safety has announced that Toronto's Nazem Kadri has been suspended for the remainder of the first round of the playoffs between Maple Leafs and Bruins for cross-checking Jake DeBrusque on Saturday night.
Okay, so Murray, it says, and that's the way it's worded, for the remainder of the first round.
Correct.
Okay, meaning that if Toronto advances, if Toronto in theory were to win the next three games, that Kadri can play in the next round.
Yes.
So it could be as few as three games, could be as many as five, I guess, based on how that is worded, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, it could be that Kadri season's over, but no more Nazem Kadri against the Bruins in this playoff series. And by the way, we'll take you right into Bruins pregame here. At 6:30, Judd Sirott, Bob Beers from the Air Canada Center in Toronto. They'll take it right up to face-off at 7 o'clock when they drop the puck for Game 3. Normally, this time of day, or towards the end of the show, and again, we're going to finish up here in just a matter of minutes so we get to Bruins pregame, is when we give you the Big Y matchup of the game, presented by Big Y World Class Market. Big Y serving the Massachusetts community for over 80 years. With the Patriots Day game, the matchups have already happened because the game was earlier in the day. We'll have something for you tomorrow night, but thanks to our friends at Big Y. So we don't have an actual matchup to give you, but we are obviously we have a sponsor for the segment. I want to get to a couple of your calls, then we'll get to Mookie Betts. Let's go to Darren, who's in Belmont. Darren, go ahead.
Hi, Tony. Thank you for taking my call. The reason I feel this team is dead is because the pitching staff is overrated. Korob totally misplayed how he handled spring training. And I don't understand why he had such success last year. He got them ready for the season. They came out of the gun quick. This year he decided to baby these guys, and it's costing him. And it's costing him big time.
So, Darren, I would never go so far as to say that they're dead 17 games into the year. The season's just too long. But the numbers bear out that teams that play poorly in April usually don't make the playoffs. And we gave you that stat last week sometime, that teams who start out 3-9, that has happened 57 times in the wild card era, and only three of those clubs have made the playoffs. Now, look, the American League stinks. Every year is different. They're obviously better than this, and I don't think their starting pitching stinks. I don't think Cora stinks, but I think that the way they're playing right now is absolutely mind-numbing. Bob is in Abington. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Maz. You were just talking about Rick Porcello and just his lack of, you know, influence to play, but I think it's the whole pitching staff that has a problem because Chris Hill never won anything, won a title, got a new contract. David Price had so much to prove, proved all the doubters, and he re-upped his contract, so he basically has a new contract. Evaldi has a new contract, and he really only had one big game. I mean, he did pitch, but, I mean,
Bob, let's not minimize what he did last October. Okay, what Evaldi did last October.
I'll do that.
Okay, so let's not even go there. But the bottom line is this. This team last year was on a mission. They were on a mission, collectively. Whether some guys were pitching for new contracts, Sale, or Evaldi, or they were all motivated to win a World Series, despite John Farrell, out of loyalty or dedication to Alex Cora, whatever it was. They were on a mission last year. They played like they were on a mission last year. And now, it's like the season hasn't even started. I think, you know, they won three out of four there, and all of a sudden you think, okay, Price gave him another good game. Maybe they're starting to turn a corner. Hector Velasquez goes out there today, can't throw a strike. They lose the game 8-1. Now all of a sudden the homestand is 3-3. Christian Vasquez was at second base. They bumped Sale in this to pitch against the Yankees tomorrow night, but in the process gave the game to Velasquez. It almost felt like they wanted to throw the game away.
Yeah, they had to force Dustin Pedroia's bat in there as the DH today. They really did. This thing felt like it was just a throwaway game.
Now, look, I understand it's 11 a.m. start. You've seen some pretty shady lineups from the Red Sox out there on Patriots Day. It does happen. But they're not always 6-10 going into it. And early game, you're not playing until tomorrow night at 6 in New York. Everybody will get a nice little break. No big deal there. The only thing I like about the Red Sox today, one thing, after the game, Mookie Betts was asked why he is slumping. And Jimmy Stewart, I know you're an expert on baseball reference. If you could just do a quick thing for me and add up Mookie's numbers in like the last 7 or 8 games. Okay, I want to say Mookie's like 3-30 or 3-25 or something like that over that stretch of time. The MVP, the best player in baseball, allegedly, the guy who wouldn't take the contract extension. Mookie Betts right now is hitting .222. His OPS is .737. Okay? You know what Mookie said after the game? Basically, what I'm doing is unacceptable. I need to figure out a way to get something done and help the team. End quote. Thank you. Doesn't take much. Not that hard for guys to step up, take responsibility for their performance, take the blame when things are going bad, especially if they are your best players, especially if they are your best player, which is what Mookie is. What do you got, Jimmy? What are the numbers? They're bad.
So
right?
Baseball Reference hasn't updated with today's game, so I just did the last 7 games for Betts. It's 3-22, a 1 home run, 2 RBI, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, and a comes out to a whopping .136 batting average and a .532 OPS.
Okay, 3-22 you said, and today he went 0-3. So that's 3-25. That's .120. Mookie Betts, Mr. $350 million. What did I say again? 3-25? I can't even remember it. It's so bad. But I'll give Mookie this.
Thank God he's hitting in the 2-hole, Tony.
Okay, so I'll give Mookie this, that at least he's acknowledging it and he's not hiding from it. There's no excuse there. There's no, well, the weather's been bad, we were on the road for a while, all that garbage that people have tried to sell you with the Red Sox here in the early part of the year. None of that. Now, the big problem is still the pitching. Okay? It's still the pitching. Do you realize that the Red Sox right now have walked the 4th most batters in the major leagues, and the 3 teams in front of them are all in the National League, which means it doesn't count. Because you know, often teams in the National League get to the number 8 spot in the batting order and pitch around guys so they can get to the pitcher? Happens all the time. Walks are inflated in the National League. They can't throw an effing strike. They can't throw a strike. 6-11. Oh, they're lucky the Bruins and Celtics are in the playoffs. They're lucky the Masters just happened. They're lucky the draft is coming up and the people are focused on other things because the Red Sox suck right now.
Well, so do the Yankees. They're about to start up a quick series with 6-9.
Okay, at least they have injuries.
Silver linings, man, silver linings.
So they have like 12 guys on the DL or something, Murray.
That's true, yeah.
No, but the Red Sox are hiding. They're hiding right now because there's a lot going on in Boston. Which brings us to Game 3, Bruins-Leafs. Eastern Conference playoffs right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Pregame is next with Judd Surratt and Bob Beers to fill you in on the latest. Nazem Kadri suspended for the remainder of the series for Toronto. He won't be playing tonight. Enjoy Game 3. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.